You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
The Black Keys, Lonely Boy. Simo and Jordan with you. Throwing back your Tuesday on Snow FM.
And Simo, it's time to talk about this.
The Milky Bars are on me.
The Milky Bar Kid. I'm in the job seeker for it.
Mm-hmm. There is a position available at Milky Bar HQ.
Yep.
If you want to become the adult version of the Milky Bar Kid. Simo, it fits you perfectly to a T.
Yeah, don't bother applying because I've already got it stitched up.
Well, here's the thing, because I appointed myself as your campaign manager to help you become the Milky Bar Kid adult version. However, Simo, on Friday...
Yes.
There was a bit of a tension in the ranks.
Oh,
do you
was
remember?
There? I felt no tension whatsoever, but maybe...
I felt the tension.
It's a critique on yourself more than it is of me.
Mm-hmm.
So, are you okay?
Well, okay, so if you missed it on Friday, so I was hoping...
Oh,
as part
right.
of this, you have to do a 30-second video, I think it is.
You feel like you've been fired, don't you?
Well, yeah, because I came to you saying, okay, campaign, let's put our brains together. Let's get thinking. What should we do for this video? What will make you stand out from the crowd?
Yep.
Apart from the obvious that you look like the Milky Bar Kid.
Yes.
What will make you stand out? And your response was...
I will film it over the weekend, and I have. I've shot a little something, and I've sent it off.
You've sent it off already?
Yep.
Without approval from your campaign manager.
Without approval from
you. I was hoping this would clear the air what we did this morning, but now you've already done it without me.
That's right, I got it done. Some of us make things happen, Jordan.
Do you have a copy of the video? Can we play it?
Well, not right now. I think you've prepped something special.
Okay. Tomorrow we'll play the video
okay.
on the show. How
yeah,
about that?
Yeah, sure, we can. Absolutely.
You see, Simo, this is what I mean. Like, I just kind of... I'm getting mixed messages from you.
Are you?
Yeah, because, like, you seem to want my help, and then you go off and do it all on your own.
No, I'm more than happy for you to do your own thing.
Yeah, but that didn't help when we're in this together and you're like, I'm more than happy for you to do your own thing.
That's right, more than happy.
Well, Simo, look, because I put my head together for something over the weekend as well.
Yeah, you put your head together by yourself, your own head?
Yeah, and Simo, I just wanted to find out, I'm just struggling to know what you mean.
This will be good.
So I thought, what better way to do it in musical form?
All right, so...
to try and work out what you mean, Simo, because I just don't understand. I keep getting mixed messages, so hopefully this will clear the air.
Wow. All right, tense.
What do you mean? Simo, manage campaign. You say yes, but you turn and say no. What do you mean? Simo, when I offer my help, you just tell me to go. What do you mean? Simo, what do you mean? Become the Milky Bar Kid, what do you mean? Simo, what do you mean? You'd better make up your mind, what do you mean?
If that's managed to achieve anything, I think it's proven that maybe I don't need your help.
Yeah, that was a long 45 seconds for all of us, wasn't it?
Yeah, so... I think the voice is on at the moment, so maybe we should...
I don't know what was going on with that microphone when I recorded that yesterday. I sound like Barry White.
You sound like you're kind of like getting all like, hey.
I know, I wasn't trying to. It's just...
How are you with your Milky Bar?
I realised I was about to blame the microphone for my terrible singing. I don't think that's what caused it.
Well, I'll become the Milky Bar Kid and we'll see if we can get you to win the voice. Seems less likely.
Well, Simo, I tell you what, tomorrow on the show we will have a listen to the 30-second video that you've sent away.
Yeah.
And then we'll kind of see. You went and did this all on your own without your campaign manager.
Absolutely.
I'm not happy about it, but we'll get into that tomorrow.
The quality is vastly different.
Whoa.
Whoa. Lady Gaga right now. Here's the applause. Hands up. 12 minutes gone. Past your 9.
Simo and Jordan.
Lady Gaga, applause, raising the hands this morning. 9:15. It's Simo and Jordan right here with you. And escaped zoo animals, something we cover on this show quite often.
Only when one escapes. It's like we don't come on every morning and go, by the way, no zoo animals have escaped in the last 24 hours.
We should do that. Right next to the snow report.
We'll just let you know every 5 minutes just in case a zoo animal hasn't escaped.
So this time a giant panda has escaped Copenhagen Zoo, or Copenhagen, if you so prefer, the natural tongue of the Norway? Is it Norway?
Denmark.
Denmark, wrong flag.
But never mind.
So it escaped.
It even says on the article there, right after Copenhagen Zoo in Denmark.
Oh, dear. It escaped because I always get Copenhagen mixed up with that ice cream shop.
Oh,
yeah.
I think it is an ice cream shop
as well.
It
is, yeah.
I don't think a panda escaped from an ice cream shop.
If it did.
I know. Can we cover that every time animals escape from ice cream shops?
So this panda escaped from its enclosure yesterday morning, wandering loose through the facility's garden. Its name is Jing Er. It's 7-year-old male, because it's never good when you lose a panda.
You know from experience, do you?
No, not personally, but I'd imagine it'd be one of those things, like, you know how when you look over your credit card account and be like, I've $100 has been siphoned away somewhere. It'd be a little bit like that.
I don't think it is. I think losing a panda is very different.
Very different.
So this panda escaped from its enclosure. Yep. Do you know how? Because pandas, I don't want to offend any pandas, but they don't strike me as like the most physical.
Well, that's
of animals.
Apparently, it climbed a pole and made its way past an electric fence. But I love the person that discovered it was the janitor.
That's the bloke cleaning toilets.
Big day at the office.
I know.
Whoa.
Well, I mean, if you work at a zoo, there's a possibility that you may see a rogue panda walking around.
Also, next day when he's packing for work, he's like, "I got my mop, got my vacuum cleaner, got my overalls." Got my tranquilizer dart gun.
Always need one of them.
And that's so they managed to recapture the panda with a tranquilizer dart, so all's well that ends well.
Again, they don't strike me as the most physical, even when it's escaped. I can't see the panda kind of running around or wreaking havoc.
Yeah, like super chill, right?
Pandas? Yeah, the panda probably just went to the gift shop or the cafe or something and had some lunch. It's like, oh yeah, time to go back, all right.
Which made me think, like, maybe in Denmark... Right, like even the zookeepers and all the people are even more chill than pandas.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to do a quick check. I was like, nope. Marijuana still illegal there.
Simo and Jordan.
Kesha there, TikTok on Snow FM. Simo and Jordan with you.
And Simo, I can confirm no animals have escaped from zoos worldwide in the last 5 minutes.
Just us, letting us loose. Snow FM, 25 minutes gone on your 9.
If you weren't listening about 10 minutes ago, that'll make no sense. Simo, you know that I'm a bit of a sucker for reality TV. Love it whenever the Bachelor seasons roll around. Can't definitely watch it.
Yeah, well, Bachelorette news this morning about Angie Kent. Apparently no longer with the, what's his name?
Cullen?
That one.
Yeah, I'm surprised it lasts this long, let's face it. Most Bachelor relationships last, a couple of months and that's about it.
They unfollowed each other on Instagram over the weekend.
Oh, so and it's official.
A sure sign of it.
Also, my big brother returned to our screens last night.
Yeah, one of my good mates was the first one in the building.
I was going to say, you know one of them.
Yeah, I grew up with the guy that was the first one in the house last night.
Adelaide's worst driver bloke.
Yeah, Kieran. We're going to chat to him on Snow FM Breakfast over the next week or two.
Oh, so did you watch him on TV last night?
Yeah, no, I checked it out. We're speaking to Sonia Kruger as well tomorrow morning, mind you.
Nice.
About Big Brother, so tune in for that.
So it did launch back on our screens last night, and I checked it out. And it's Big Brother is one of those shows that it was huge in the, early 2000s, mid-2000s?
Yeah, about there.
Gretel Colleen was hosting it. That was the peak, shall we say, of Big Brother.
Well, Fitzy and Whipper will be on later this afternoon. It's the show.
How many shows are you plugging, and how many things are you plugging during this segment? done two interviews that are coming up and another show that's on the radio station.
Well, Fitzy, that's the Big Brother is the show that made him a celebrity, if you like.
Oh, he played 5 games for the Adelaide Crows, but
yeah,
other than that.
That wouldn't have got him his radio gig for sure.
Well, you mentioned Fitzy, he was on Big Brother back in the day, and this is what I wanted to touch on. I never watched that because my parents banned me from watching Big Brother when I was younger growing up. Me and my brother, we couldn't watch it.
Get this disgusting program off the air.
Exactly. And I remember in school when it was on in like the late 2000s, whenever it was big.
Yeah.
Everyone was like talking about it. It was the thing.
Yeah.
Well, you had to watch it.
It was so out of the box, if you like.
We didn't really understand reality TV back then.
No.
We had Shannon Knoll singing and then it goes into Big Brother.
It's like, whoa.
What a time.
Yeah, hectic.
So this is like the first time that I've actually sat down and been able to watch a Big Brother, and apparently this is different to the old ones. That's what people in the office are saying. I don't know what the old ones were. It's not bad.
Didn't mind it?
I didn't mind it. A lot of ads towards the end.
Oh, really?
But no, it wasn't too bad. But see, mate, this is what I want to get on. Give us a call. Hop on the phone now. 64572 977. What did your parents ban you from doing when you were younger? Like, not like the climb trees, like not like that sort of stuff, which is normal. But was there something a bit odd that your parents banned you from doing when you were younger? Because I reckon not watching Big Brother. I mean, there was an up late version of Big Brother. I get that. But there was like a daily show at like 7 o'clock or whatever that only went for like half an hour or an hour. And that was what everyone watched and everyone at school talked about the next day. And there was nothing X-rated on that. But my parents didn't let me watch it.
Aww.
I know, so I feel I missed out.
But you're making up for lost time?
Oh, yeah.
Big time. She's So Mean playing now. Matchbox 20. We're talking, what have you been banned from watching?
Yeah, give us a call. 64572977.
Simo and Jordan.
She's So Mean. Matchbox 20. You're on Snow FM. Simo and Jordan just hanging out this morning, and pasta was one of the first things to go when the COVID-19 was floating around.
Mm-hmm. And toilet paper too.
Empty shelves, absolutely gone. Did you have a particular pasta that disappeared that you really wanted at the time?
Not really. All pasta sort of, this is going to be really offensive to some people, it kind of tastes the same.
I thought you were going to go with all pasta's the same to me.
No, I understand there is a difference.
How dare you?
But it does kind of taste the same.
Well, this brings me to my point now, the fact that pasta is now in the Guinness World Record books.
Okay.
The largest handcrafted sheet of lasagna has been made.
Oh, I do love a lasagna.
Oh, yeah. It's by non-professionals as well that this has been put together.
They're the people that you want making large pasta sheets. People that don't know what they're doing.
What country do you reckon got it done?
Well, I mean, I was going to go with the obvious. Was it Italy?
It was. When the moon hits.
Are they not still in like lockdown? Because isn't their COVID-19 a lot worse than us?
Yeah, but pasta trumps all over there.
Fair enough.
So it was in Bologna. It's the world's largest food park. I had no idea these things existed.
Wait, what? The world's largest food park?
Yeah.
So is that like a theme park, but the roller coasters are made out of food?
Well, they're food orientated. So you know how there's like SeaWorld, there's Wet n Wild, there's numerous parks.
Numerous other worlds.
Disneyland that have their thing, right? In Italy, they have a food park.
How did I not know about this?
How did I not know about this? Brilliant, right? It is called, get this, Italy.
Very nice. I like it. Yeah, when they came up with the name, they probably gave themselves the day off.
They're like, genius.
Well, that's us. Our life has peaked. It's downhill from here.
It's like, did someone just come up with a really good name? Check, everyone go home.
So do you know what is at this food-themed theme park called, what's it, Italy?
I do know the fact that they've managed to create a homemade lasagna pasta which measured 80 metres in length.
Okay.
It's enough to meet the goal set by Guinness World Records. So now that is officially the longest pasta in existence.
I do have to ask the question. I mean, they've made the sheet.
Yeah.
Do they go for the record of the world's longest lasagna? Because, I mean, you've got, all you need is a lot of tomato sauce and maybe a couple more of them.
The pasta,
and then you're done.
The pasta sheet included 160 eggs and kilograms upon kilograms of flour.
Yeah.
Lot.
Oh, they couldn't be bothered measuring out the flour. Oh, just, yeah, throw it all in. Yeah, we need a lot. Keep on going. What, you think we're done? Nah, add some more.
And so what I figured was maybe, you know, on brand, it's called Italy is the food park.
Okay.
I was thinking maybe, like, we could rename the rides, because, you know, they've probably got a Ferris wheel, they've probably got some Dodgem cars. So what we have right now is a top five Italy show rides.
I'm nervous.
So these things are pasta-themed.
So pasta-themed fairground rides.
Correct. All right. Coming in at number five, the Merry Knocky Round.
It just sounds like you're knocking someone called Mary.
Coming in at number four, the Ravioli Coaster.
That's good. I like that.
Don't mind it.
If Italy don't have one of them already, I'll be very disappointed.
Dodgem Cannelloni.
Good. I like it. Been busy.
Yep. The Top Spin Getty. So you know how there's the Top Spin Ride?
Mm-hmm.
Top Spin Getty.
What's the Top Spin Ride?
You know the Top Spin, so it's got like the row of chairs all together in a straight kind of pew row situation, and then it like flips and goes up.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I've always been too terrified to give that one a crack.
And coming in at number one, I cannot remember what number one is.
Didn't you write it down?
Yeah, my writing is way too... I really need to improve my penmanship.
Pass me your piece
of
paper.
It's definitely a lasagna one.
Yeah, what is that?
I'm not sure.
See, I can make out the letters, but I don't know what it means. C-O-U-R-E-S-D-L-G-N-E. Corsagna.
Oh, that's what it is. It's a carcinogenate.
Yeah.
Should
have sticked with number two.
Call me Italy. Marketing department, if you're short, I'm available. I met
a boy less. Simo and Jordan.
Robbie Williams tripping. 11 minutes on the way to your 10. It is Snow FM. Simo, Jordan with you.
And Simo, I want to talk about Zoom calls. A lot of people making them now because of COVID-19. We've been making them for like a couple of months now.
Yeah, it's kind of unlocked the whole remote working, if you like.
Mm-hmm. A Mexican politician, whose name I don't want to try and pronounce, had a little bit of a spot of bother.
Uh-oh.
She thought that she was not on camera.
Oh.
During a Zoom call, thought that her camera was switched off, but it wasn't. And took her top off.
Oh, dear.
On the meeting, there were National Regenerate Movement political party, as well as people from the Bank of Mexico and journalists, and they're all discussing the impact of coronavirus. And,
there's
no other way of saying it, but yes, they saw.
I mean, oh, dear. Yeah, that's going to create an awkward moment, isn't it? Between, did they just plow on with the meeting, or did they go, did everything stop?
I mean, they kind of just plowed on with the meeting as best they could.
Because I know if I took my shirt off and walked down, like, the road, traffic wouldn't stop. The police would be called.
Well, should we try that after the show? Should we do that little experiment?
Definitely not. It's way too cold.
If you're wandering around Sharp Street in Cooma, keep an eye out. Simo could be walking around the street topless.
Bit chilled. Yeah, they'd probably report me to police more than likely.
But Simo, here's the thing. So you read something like this. And maybe it's just me, but I want to go on a bit of a rant.
Okay.
Because this makes me angry. Because, like, we've been doing Zoom calls and Skype calls and Microsoft Team calls for like months now.
Yeah.
Like, if this was the start and people were still trying to work out how it works, okay, I get it. People make mistakes and all that sort of stuff. But we've been doing this for months now, and especially in politics, they've been doing multiple meetings like this daily. And we've been doing it for months. There's like no excuse now if you make a mistake like this. If you don't realize that you're on camera, I reckon there is no excuse. You can't just do that. Oh, sorry, didn't realise that. No, that doesn't cut it in my books.
My dad around the home office, he lives like he's always on camera. So much so, he's now any laptops in my home, like back in my parents' house, any laptops that have camera functions on them, any computers that have...
Hang on, can I have a guess where you're going? Has he covered over the webcam with duct tape?
Yeah, he's duct taped every laptop camera in the house because he's convinced someone... I mean, Dad, you're not doing anything interesting. No one's really going to log in to see you. What's he doing? He's probably been like... Yeah, he's been putting his stamps together, polishing a couple of coins. Like, no one's logging in to see you do that, Dad.
Well... Is that just what they want your dad to think? And then they lull him into a false sense of security?
Well, the security is tight, so they're not going to be able to get anything. It's just a black duct tape screen.
They could get the audio. You never know. The audio of a man sticking stamps somewhere.
That is an excellent point. I'll have to check if all his computers that he's purchased are microphone free.
Or just put duct tape over the microphone. Just put duct tape over the entire laptop. Just don't take it out of the box.
They log in and all they can hear is just like the stretch of, of duct tape. Oh, Shano's at it again.
But Simo, here's the thing. So, like I say, there is, from now on, I'm making a rule. There is no excuse for like not realizing that you're on camera in a Zoom call. From now on, we must live life as if we are in the Big Brother house
I guess.
You are always being watched.
Interesting. I mean, they take their... Have they... I didn't see any loose clothing or nothing untoward happened last night on the Big Brother. I think everyone was pretty clothed.
No, there was... I can't remember his name. That blonde guy. So he was in the house for about 30 seconds. He already took his shirt off.
Oh, that's the...
I'm like, come on, dude. Seriously, mate.
Well, that's something to live by. It's like, if you look good doing it, go ahead. Do what... You know, fine. That's all right.
Yeah, but at the same time, 30 seconds.
This is the end. But only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, listen to Snow FM from 6 to 9 weekdays.